Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned his U.S. counterpart's new national security strategy as aggressive. Putin says Moscow will take into account the hostile nature of the newly announced U.S. strategy when it is taking action. The Russian president also slammed what he called an increase in the U.S. and NATO presence in Europe. He added that Moscow must strengthen and modernize its army to ensure respect for its sovereignty and interests in the world. Elsewhere in his remarks, Putin said the United States intends to leave the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which helped end the Cold War.
The United States is in fact destroying the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. They are constantly searching for violations from our side and are consistently doing it themselves the same way they consistently and persistently worked on leaving the anti-ballistic missile treaty.
Vladimir Putin says Russia reserves the right to react to U.S. attempts to sabotage the INF. Under the treaty, which was signed in 1987, the U.S. and the former Soviet Union agreed to ban short- and intermediate-range land-based nuclear and conventional missiles. Both Moscow and Washington have accused each other of breaching the arms control treaty. Joining us live now from Rhode Island is Professor Vladimir Goldstein, who is a professor at Brown University. Professor, thanks for joining us. Do you believe, Professor, that Russia's concerns vis-a-vis this new security strategy, pardon me, are legitimate?
Yeah, they are legitimate. And Russia more or less shows its disappointment because the wording of this national security strategy is more or less continuation of the same old story, the same Cold War perception of Russia as a threat, the same Cold War perception of Russia as a bullying, interfering, while in fact, the reality is quite different. So, this document, for example, states that Russia views NATO as a threat. Of course it should view NATO as a threat. NATO is like adding its forces, including nuclear capabilities, right there in Romania and Poland on Russian borders. So it is a threat, but the document presumes that Russia should remain tiny little country and not to sort of, assert its influence and assert its growth. The same thing applies about China, that these countries should have kind of known their place, and they're very demand for being, real partners is viewed as a threat to United States hegemony. So that's the underlying sort of greed of this document, that there was a stability while these countries were weak and United States would dominated the whole scheme of things. Now these countries grow up and want to sort of, be treated accordingly, and the United States views it as a threat to Europe, as a threat to sort of to all over the world, Africa, Asia, and so on. And they continue to stress, this document stresses that NATO, should be taken very seriously. There was a hope that at a certain moment when Trump was a candidate, he was talking about the fact that NATO is kind of obsolete organization, not anymore. He stresses that we need to strengthen NATO, that we need to sort of, use NATO against Russia. One more time, this document underscores the importance of Article 5, the threat to one country is a threat to all. So it's the same Cold War view of Russia as a threat and almost like a resentment of the fact that Russia, grows up in status.
So how does this, Professor, then serve even U.S. national security interests? I mean, I imagine the United States would not want to anger the likes of Russia, which is, of course, a very significant military power in the world.
I think they probably, either they don't take Russia seriously, either they don't so they continue to believe that, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. In other words, we achieved certain stability while Russia was weak, and it has to continue to be this way. So they basically refuse to see the reality. Once they, see that Russia is very, very sort of is getting more assertive, we might start a new arms race. I don't think a new arms race is good for anyone because, as Putin suggested, the very fact that nuclear forces, short-range missiles are now being located in Romania and Poland is a threat to Russia. Russia will answer in kind, as he asked the Ministry of Defense to answer in kind. So we're on the verge of a new arms race. I don't think anyone benefits from that, but I think this Cold Warriors, who still have control in State Department and Pentagon, they just cannot deal with new reality. So I think it's ultimately detrimental for the whole world. But I hope Sena heads will prevail, and there was a hope that Trump will prevail. What's disappointment is that basically this document was written by Obama administration people. I don't see any change in this document, in the wording of this document.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.